to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and so thankful that you are with us every single day. Friends, as we are preparing for this most important midterm election of our lifetimes, it is more critically imperative now than ever that we think clearly and that we have the facts at our disposal. And that's why I think what's happened to soon-to-be Justice Kavanaugh, I believe, is so wrong. Because there is no... And the Democrats that have put all this up in front of us know this. There's no way that you can go back and prove or unprove something that happened 36 years ago. Especially when the woman involved said she didn't even remember it for 30 years. So it was so tragic. It was so traumatic. Well, Kev, she suppressed it. Okay. And then they brought it out with this shock therapy that the mainstream psychological world does not even practice. They look down upon it. And she didn't have Kavanaugh's name attached to it until just recently. And in the process, and I'm not saying we shouldn't hear her out. We should. We should totally hear her out. But I lived through the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas debacle, and I know what that did to our national conversation, and it wasn't a good thing. It's still not a good thing. When you have no evidence, when you have no proof, the American standard is innocent until proven guilty. And that's what makes things like the OJ verdict frustrating, because there was all kinds of evidence, but guilt wasn't decided. But in a situation like this, and you ask yourself with any degree of liberal understanding, they found him guilty already. And it reminded me of that Clarence Thomas moment when he said exactly what was on his mind.
I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves.
Beyond that, the Kavanaugh circus is not racially tainted the way the Thomas hearings were, but it is very much ideological. It's an ideological lynching. They want to see Brett Kavanaugh twist in the wind at the end of the hangman's noose. Because he deigns to say that the Constitution might not support what the courts have put forward as law for years. And they're going to go to any length they can to try to prove it. I'm Kevin McCullough.